Parshas Bereishis. Well, it looks like back to the beginning. That's what it has to be. In the beginning of the second parak after Vayichu, regards to Shabbos, it says, "Parak Beis Pasuk Dal Elo Soldos Hashemayim Varotz Behibaram Beyom Asos Hashem Lokim Eretz Hashemayim." These are the products of the heaven and the earth when they were created on the day that Hashem made earth and heaven. V'chol siach asada, all the trees of the field, terem yevaret, they were not yet on earth. V'chol esav asada, terem yitzmach, all the herbs of the field had not yet sprouted. Why? Ki lohim tira Hashem alakim al aretz v'adam ayin lavodas adamam. Hashem had not yet sent any rain upon the earth, and there was no man to work the soil. So Rashi comments, Ki lohim tira, Kadosh Baruch Hu had not yet provided matar, not yet provided rain. U'matam lohim tira, why didn't Hashem give rain? The next Rashi says, Lefisha Adam Ayin La'avodas Adama. That's the conclusion of the pasuk. That there was no human being, there was no man to work the land. Meaning, says Rashi, Ve'ein makir b'tovoson shal geshamim. There was nobody to recognize the benefit of rain. U'kshaba Adam, when Adam Rishon came, V'yoda shein tzorach la'olam, and we recognize the need, his spala la'em v'yardu, his mispala for geshamim, he davened for rain, v'tzamcho ilonas v'adashoim. That's the Gemara Chulin da samach ha'beis, that Adam Rishon davened for rain. The Chidor says, I forgot to bring it, but it's in the Midbar Kedemos, Marachas Tafos Dalad. I think says that this Kabbalah from the Arizal, that the first tefillah, that it was Adam Rishon Davin Mincha that first afternoon that he was created, that first Mincha was the first tefillah ever. I don't know if that's the same tefillah for the rain, but that was the first tefillah, and that's why the Gemara Brachas Davin Beis says we should be Zohir Mincha. Okay, again, whether that was the same tefillah. Anyway, this evening I thought, since Rashi speaks about rain, we just started to say Masher Ruchar Geshem. A lot of us were looking into it over Yontif, Shmiyat Seres. So I'll just share with you one shir, or part of a shir, from a Salvation of Rocha that's printed in the second volume of Harei Kedem. The second volume of Harei Kedem is mostly on Yom of Pesach and Tisha B'Av. In the back he has, I guess, addenda from some of the topics from the first volume. So in Simon Kuf Samach Vav, it's Harei Kedem Chelik Beis in Kuf Samach Vav, he speaks about Haskaras Mashiv Ruach Amar Geshem. So the idea is we should recognize that the Mishnah says in the beginning of Tainus, it's actually a machlokas as to when we begin saying Mashiv Ruach Amar Geshem. And we should also distinguish between the recitation of Mashiv Ruach Amar Geshem, which is not, as many people commonly believe, a request for rain. The real request for rain is Saint Talamot Alevrahav, which we don't begin till later. And actually, so they begin in 2 weeks. I saw they begin always 2 weeks after Sukkot, Zayin Cheshvan. Actually, when my son pointed out, I haven't seen it, but Rabbi Mirsky's Hagdona Halacha, Eric Bays, he has an essay also on Masha Ruach HaGeshem, and discusses it a little bit when what was said when in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. Zman Hashela Kolam Achurban VaAchachur. We here in Chutz Lord do not begin to say the same Talamot Levach until December 4th. Why that is the subject of a different shiur I've spoken about in the past. It's on the iPod. Dr. Belson has it on the iPod, so if you want to get a hold of it.
It took a little challenge
to get back. No, it's very problematical. I mean, it's very difficult to understand. It's really based on a quirk in the calendar. I mean, the Gemara talks about the Jews of Bavel. The Gemara says in Tainus that the Jews in Babel didn't begin asking for rain until 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei. Why? Because that's when they needed rain in Babel. Babel's a lower-lying land. They didn't need rain in Babel until 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei. Tekufas Tishrei is usually assumed to be what we call in English the autumnal equinox, the beginning of fall, the first day of fall, which is the end of September, the 20th of September. So 2 months later, 60 days later, is when in Bavel they began to say the same Talamot of Rochon and Shemon Esrei. That's the way it was until 1587. And in 1587, for reasons I'm going into now, the Pope changed the calendar. The Pope changed the calendar for reasons that relate to their holidays. The details, again, it's a part of another shiur, but the Pope changed the calendar and basically eliminated 10 days from the calendar, huh?
Can you keep that shape sometime?
Okay, you get it from him on the iPod. the Pope eliminated 10 days. Pope Gregory, that's why the secular calendar is officially today called the Gregorian calendar, Pope Gregory. used to be what they called the Julian calendar from Julius Caesar, up until 1587. In 1587, Gregory changed the calendar for reasons having to do with Easter, with their holidays. He chopped 10 days out of the calendar, basically. When an announcement was made that the day after November 4th, that year would be November 15th. That was it. Just not kind of the Pope had the authority to do that. I don't know if you had a dentist appointment on the 8th. What'd you do? The paper
too. Well, I know that you're paying me for
it. So, but anyway, so that pushed everything off. So that year, suddenly 10 days were chopped out. So if you figure, if you look in the Beis Yosef, who lived before then, the Beis Yosef speaks about, it's written actually in Hebrew letters, November, in the Beis Yosef. What is that, I think, Sinem Kuf? Kuf, you know, Kuf, that's not talking about the mid 100 teens. In the Shulchan Aruch, so it says there in the Beis Yosef, it'll say Chaf Aleph, then November, Nun Aleph, Vav, print to the Beis Yosef. But that's the way it was in the days of Beis Yosef, but already, and I think now in brackets they put in December, you know, because obviously it was edited at the Beis Yosef, and it was wrong, it became wrong because the days were pushed off, because it knocked out 10 days, so it got into December. And then every century year it changes, and it's a complicated situation, we don't start till December 4th. The Rosh was already bothered living in Spain. Why are we doing what they did in Bavel when we don't live in Bavel anymore? Why are we worried about the rainy season in Bavel? And he was unsuccessful in changing, convincing people to change. And Rosh Hashulchan in his time also writes, the Rosh couldn't change it, I can't change it either. But anyway, so that's a subject by itself. But that's the same Talamot and Rocha. What about Mashi Rosh Marigeshen?
Would be their proposed situation?
Forget whatever the rainy season is in that
in
land,
your,
in your district.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm oversimplifying a complicated subject, but that was the Rosh. If I'm not mistaken, I think he writes in the Tshuva that he wrote the Tshuva HaChalamoid. He usually didn't write a Chalamoid, but he wrote this Tshuva HaChalamoid. He felt so strongly about it, but the Rosh didn't win over his colleagues on this subject. So well, we continue to say it to December 4th. All right, maybe another time, maybe we'll get closer, we'll talk about it. But anyway, that's all about the same Talamot, and that's the request for rain. What is Mashiach Rosh Hashanah? It's not a request for rain. That's simply a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might and his ability to be able to produce rain. But it's not a request for rain. People make a mistake. We're not asking for rain. The Haraya, it's in the first three brachas. The first three brachas, we never make requests. The first three brachas are brachas shevach. So, the Mishnah says in brachas, that lamed gimel lamed aleph, maskirin gurus kesham v'tchias ha-mesen. We mention this gurus kesham, that's what it means. Gurus kesham means the might or the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has the ability to produce rain. We mention that in the bracha of Tchias HaMeisim. Why it connects to Tchias HaMeisim, so people discuss it. Gemara will hint a little bit. If we think about it, there's a lot of conceptual connection in the sense that, you know, rain provides renewal for the earth, and, you know, Tchias HaMeisim is renewal, rebirth, etc. And other connections as well. But that's what it says in brachas, Raman Gimel and Aleph. The question that Salvation Rav deals with here is an interesting question. The question is like this. Once we put Mashiach Rosh Hashanah into the Shemoneh Esrei, does that mean that it now becomes part of the matbeah of the bracha? This is a chelek of the bracha. It's now part of the bracha of Chaim Mason. Or no. Really, it doesn't really become part of the bracha. It's superimposed, if you will, on the bracha. It's inserted into that bracha. But really, it's not really, you can't really say that it's part of the bracha of Chaim Mason, the Haraya. You don't say it all year long. As in theory, you could argue, I mean, since it's just a description of Kodesh Baruch Hu's power, in theory, you could say it's in the middle of summer also. I mean, we're not asking for rain, we're just saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu has the power, the might, the ability to produce rain. Right? In other words, so that's where the Chakira, that the Rav deals with this essay, whether the insertion of Mashiach HaNageshem is something which it becomes part, or it is part of the matbeah of the bracha, and it's just another on a list of the shvachos. Right, there are many shvachos in that bracha. There's, Atagibor and Mechalkachayim Bechesed, Mechayim Mason, Slamech Noflin, Rofei Cholim. All the shvachos in that bracha, so which reflect God's might. See, there's another one of the shvachos that we had, and that our Kodesh Baruch Hu can provide rain.
That makes difference.
Yeah, we'll see about that. That's one issue. Okay. So therefore, there's really two ways to look at it. Or do we say, no, it's some other requirement, and therefore it becomes, as far as Shmini Atzeres, more of a din almost in Yontif of Shmini Atzeres. Beginning, this is Ingen, to begin on Shmini Atzeres becomes almost part of the holiday of Sukkot slash Shmini Atzeres. So I mentioned before the Mishnah Tainis. The Mishnah Tainis actually has a machloket and a different sheet is when to begin Mashiach Rosh Hashanah at all. There's one opinion, Rav Elazar says, you begin on the first day of Yontif. First day of Sukkot. Just like we begin Pal on the first day of Pesach, so you begin Geshem on the first day of Sukkot. That's the Shita of Elazar. Where does the Elazar get this from? So the Gemara explains, because it's compared to Lulav. And the Brisa says, Dr. Bezen and Bezen, Tainus Hoel, the Dalad Minim Halalo, Einan Boim, Elo Ratzos Alamayim, Uchshem, the Dalad Minim Halalo, Yefshar Behem Belo Mayim, Kachi Yefshar Lolom Belo Mayim. We know that all the Arba Minim from Sukkot relate to water. Right? They all require water to grow. There happen to be plants that need a lot of water. And as we know as well, we wave them in all the different directions to ward off the Ruchos Ros, Tloim Ron, and so on and so forth. It all has to do with their Miratza Kadosh Baruch with regards to Mayim. So since that's what Geshem is all about, then it makes sense, says the Beleza, to begin saying Mashmar Geshem. At the same time, you first take the Lovan Esuk, which is on the first day of Sukkot. That's according to that opinion. If we don't pass him like him, we don't say start saying Mashmar until the end of Sukkot, until Shmiat Teres. But according to him, and according to the Gemara, there's a connection between the Arba Minim and mentioning Mashmar Geshem. So the Rav said, if that's true, then it would appear, at least according to Beleza, the Haskara, the mention Mashmar Geshem, is also Leratzos Alamayim. Is also compared to. It also serves the purpose, so to speak, of being Meratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of appeasing, if you will, or being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regards to Mayim. And the Gemara there also brings up the issue of Nisach HaMayim. There's a whole ceremony on Sukkot, the Nisach HaMayim, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which is, huh? That the Rem is in the Torah, Mem Yud Mem, right? The Nisach HaMayim is not mentioned explicitly in the Chumash, right? There's an extra mem, an extra yud, an extra mem in the Karbonis, in Parshas Pinchas. In one place it says, usually it says in Niskar, and in one place it says Niskehem, there's an extra mem. I think on the second day, it says Niskehem. On the sixth day it says Unsacheha, with an extra yud instead of Niskar. On the seventh day it says Kemish Batam, an extra mem. Mem, yud, mem, a remez. But they're not really mentioned in the Gemara at all. But they would have a whole ceremony, which began in the afternoon before, or the early evening before. They would dance and sing all night, the origins of the original Simchas Beis HaShoeva. I would dance and sing and blow instruments and play different things, juggling all kinds of things that went on all night long. And in the morning they would go down, the early morning, they would go down to the Mei Shiloach, the waters, the pools right outside Yerushalayim. I can still go there today, see exactly where they went. And that's by that Arab village, which is called Silwan, right outside the old city, which Silwan is just a permutation of Shiloach. It's the same, I think it's the same word. And it would bring the water up to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would pour the water on the Mizbeach at the same time they poured the wine. Usually you always brought wine offerings as part of the community. That's always Minchasam and Niskehem, Nisuch Hayayin. It was always Nisuch Hayayin with all carbon. They pour water just this time of year, just on Sukkot they pour water. So that was also Nisuch HaMayim, which also has to do, obviously, with, as the Rishonim explained, this was a special thing in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? To be Meratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regards to water. Because this is the season. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, that the second Mishnah in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah says there are four times a year when the world is judged. So on what we call Rosh Hashanah, that's when all people are judged. But it also mentions, the end of the Mishnah says, Uvachag midonam alamayim. It's on Sukkot. Whenever the Mishnah speaks about Chag, it means Sukkot. It doesn't identify which Chag. It just says plain Chag, it means Sukkot. So the Mishnah says openly that it's on Sukkot that we're judged regarding water. You know, and that water is essential to the existence of mankind, the existence of the earth, and therefore, as we see from Bereishis and our pasuk, that they had to wait until man appreciated it. But Lamaisa, we have a situation where this particular Yom Tov is the Yom HaDin, right? And we don't really view Sukkot that way per se, but that's the Sukkot in a certain sense is the time where there is Din regarding Mayim. To a certain extent, I never really understood myself. When is the Din of Mayim completed? Because if you pay attention, many of the Hoshanas on Hoshana Rabbah also have Mayim as a theme. If you pay attention carefully, one of them, Adama Me'erah, and a couple of other of the Hoshanas, and then the Piyutim afterwards also make reference to Mayim. Even the beating the Arovis, according to one view, has to do with Mayim. So then what happens to Shemini Atzeres? I haven't really ever crystallized clearly in my head when exactly is the din on mine, when is it over. But anyway, but certainly on Sukkot, being Meratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yes, there's like the Yom Kippur of
like. Okay, there's ways to do it. People talk about it. I'm not making up the question. Yeah, no, you're right. The conclusion. But still, in other words,
Geshem it seems to be like almost a Kaddish, the same kind of.
Right, okay, right, we were a Kippur. That's why, I don't know, the other thing I thought about that too, I think we do it for Tal also, and Tal is not another judge. Now, Pesach, it says we're Nidon on Tour. Pesach Nidon on Tour. So, And Shavuos on Paris Arts. And Shavuos on at all. Well, it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's certainly possible. It's possible. That whole Nusuf and the whole... Right. Question is, what about Shavuot? The idea of it being Yemei HaDin, by the way, this is a side point. I just thought of this. And it's Siv has, in many of the Machzorim, they have Piyut. They have Piyutim that are inserted into the Birchas Kriyashma on Yontif as well. And also in the Shemoneh Esrei. I don't think it's very properly said nowadays. Okay, but the old time shuls, old time Ashkenazi shuls, they say Piyut on Yontif also. So what's going on here? I mean, you're Mafsik in the Brachas Kriyashma and the Shemoneh Esrei, and I said, Hashem Kippur, we say lots of Piyutim. So the Nativ has in a Tshuva, the reason it's Mutar is because it's a Yom HaDin. All three of them told by Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, they're all Yemei HaDin for one purpose or another. I just remember, I don't remember offhand what number Tshuva it is, but it's in the Tshuva, it's in the Tziv somewhere that he says that that's why it's Mutar and so on, because it's an Eis Tzar. An Eis Tzar, you're allowed to increase Tefillah, things you don't normally do. I was supposed to increase Tefillah on an Eis Tzar. So here it's an Eis Tzar in the sense of being a Yom HaDin, a side point. And we're getting back to this issue. So the Rishonim there on the beginning of Tainus discuss the fact that the Nisuch HaMayim and the Beis HaMikdash and the Luv and Esrog everywhere else, it has a din of Ritzui, so to speak, that that we need to be Meratza Kadosh Baruch Hu with regards to water. And the truth is, the Rav points out, it's mashma that the whole, why shouldn't we start saying Mashur or Hargeshem at the same time we say the same Talamot or whatever the rainy season is, the Zayin Cheshvan, if it's 60 days after December 4th, whatever it is, Lachor, they should go together, right? I mean, they stop at the same time, right? So why don't they, right? We stop saying the same Talamot the end of, Merav Pesach, Minchah, the last time, and it's also the last time of Mashur or Hargeshem. So why not start at the same time? So evidently, the Rav points out, he says the Rashi like this, that before asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to first be Miratzim. Mm-hmm. And before being Mispalel for rain, you first have a Bashevach, then a Makosha. So we begin earlier, since you're later on, and to quote the Lashon of Rashi in Daf Dalam and Beis, this is the Kavan, the Ikra Sheila, Abasrei, Manzki, Hula, Ratzuya, Ba'almo. It's a Ritzu from before. Okay, and you praise that Kodesh Baruch Hu before you have the opportunity to, or the right, so to speak, to ask. And therefore, the Rav said, based on these rides, it seems that Lamaisa, the essence of Mashu HaGeshem is not that it becomes part of the actual text. I mean, Lamaisa becomes part of the text, but its essence is not that it's simply another Shevach in the list of Shvachos in the Bracha of Tchias HaMeisim, but rather, it's something that's Miratza Kodesh Baruch Hu, which really it almost becomes a din in Shmini Atzeres, a din in Sukkot, parallel to the Arba Minim, parallel to Nisuch HaMayim, and in the language here that Shurkin writes, he says, "V'vada ikar adin haskor b'chag hu din mesuim b'chag k'mo shelu v'nisuch HaMayim ratzah HaMayim b'chag kach gam haskolas haskor b'chag hu alocha mesuyemes l'ratzos bizman shadonim al HaMayim." Okay, so that's his chiddush. That's a big chiddush. It's not usually the way, as I ever understood, Mashal HaGeshem before. So in general, it becomes part of the text of the bracha, and we start it now because this is the season when we're happy that it should rain. But the truth is, he's saying that and that's why we wait till the end of Sukkot or 2 weeks later to give everybody a chance to get home. Right, that's why I don't start right after Sukkot. You have to give the Ole Regal a chance to get back. So you wait 2 weeks till the last of the stragglers will have made it home, etc. But what the Rav's chiddush is, that this idea is somehow a form of ritzui, so to speak, of being shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to the Sheila, prior to asking, the same Talamot.
Same concept of that, before
maybe,
Hashem,
maybe,
so much time
maybe, okay. With this, there also we can understand an interesting din. The Shulchan Aruch says the din on Kuf Yudal or Chaim Sin Kuf Yudal. We find this is Nogei Halacha L'Maisa. Let's say a person forgot Mashur HaGeshem. He remembered just after Mechai HaMeisim. Okay? So, Sif Hei, it's in Kuf Yudal, and Chava writes, V'mosa Kshon Lo Omer HaGeshem Matzirin Oso. Okay? Fine. And then he adds, that's only if you didn't say Tal, but if you said Tal, then if you said Mar Tal, you don't have to go back. That's why it's advantageous to say Mar Tal, and you always say. Okay? As a business of 90 times, I think Let's see if people just want to know how, why that works. Saying it 90 times. My shul, huh? Yeah, my shul, at the end of the six hakafa, that's what we did. We sang, sang it 90 times.
Counting?
I kept it. So, I announced in advance, that's what we're going to do. Why that works, I was talking about one, maybe I don't know if that's on the iPod either, but
it's
in
the school. Did that feel like in a row that you could do 50 and then like 40 later?
Yeah, maybe you could. I did say a quarter, those are works. And it's interesting, it's based on Gemara Bava Kamma of all places. So it was spoken, no, I'm fairly certain we spoke about it once. Okay, another time. Anyway, that's in Sif Hay. In Sif Vav, Bamed Ramu Shavz Yonosau, Kishon Rishon Rishon Mara Geshem. When is that true that we send him back? We didn't say Mara Geshem. Hainu Kishon Mishayim Kala Brocha V'Hishchil Brocha Shachareha. That's, he finished the whole Brocha. He said Brocha Shachareha. He started the next one, Hatta Kodosh. V'Oz Chazor Rosh Hatzvila. Avol, Im Nizgar Kodem Shisim HaBrocha. Okay, if you said it before you finish the bracha, Yomar Mokum Shinizkar, fine, you say it wherever, as if you, you know, Soich Nov, Rofi Cholim, Masher HaGeshem, stick it right in there, no problem. But here's the key. Afilu Im Siyim HaBrocha, even if you finish the bracha, okay? Afilu Im Siyim HaBrocha, V'nizkar Kodem Shehizchel Ato Kadosh, Ein Sarach Lachzor. Okay? You don't have to go back. Ela Omer Mashu Harageshim below Chasimah. You say right there, without, it'll be after the Chasimah Sabrocha. Okay? Now, the Mishnah Berurah has a problem with this in the Bir Halacha, on Zirasa below Chasimah. There is Din Zeh Lamaisan is Zayt Yesh La'ayin Tuva. Because he quotes what the Mokar is, that, because many say that once you finish the other Bracha, you consider like you started the next Bracha and so on. There's a long Bir Halacha about it. The Rav says as follows, I mean, because the Chiddush didn't, he's saying, even if you already said Baruch HaTashem HaChayim Mason, as long as you start out the Kadosh, you can stick Mashu HaGeshem right there, kind of hanging by itself. So I said, what's going on? I mean, again, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by, not Bir Halacha. So he says, no, he says, what would be if you forgot somehow, you forgot Atta Gibur? Can you imagine, it could happen. Some guy says, Baruch HaTashem Magen Avram, and he turned the page in the Siddur or whatever, he got mixed up, he went on Mechal HaChayim B'chesed. He left out a phrase. Or he skipped a line. It could happen. And now, after you said Baruch Hashem Chaim Mason, you recognize that you skipped the whole line. Can you stick it in there? The Pasha's not. What do you mean? It doesn't hang by itself. It's either part of the Baruch, it's not part of it. It's not part of it. You've finished the Baruch already. So the question is, are you Yosef and Yevet? We'll talk about that. But certainly, one thing you can't do is stick it in Ato Gibor. You can't let it hang by itself. So why is Mashu HaGeshem any different? I was saying, after you said Baruch Hashem Chaim Mason, you finished the Chasimus HaBrocha, you're allowed to stick it in. So what kind of business is that? So the Rav said, no, because you see that it's not really an essential part of the text of the Brocha. This is the Raya's position, right? It's really a Ritzoi that's connected to the Brocha of Chaim Mason. You put it in the Brocha of Chaim Mason, okay? However, it's really, you know, you can't put it in the Chaim Mechesed after the Brocha is over. Rather, the Haskara kind of, if you will, stands on its own two feet in a certain sense. That's one of his, you know, one of his rayas. Furthermore, Rav noted that what about if a person again forgot totally, and now he went beyond, he went out to Kodesh, out to Chonis, and so on. So Tosus in times of Gimel Beis Duas Bimos says the Hecha the Lo Maz is Begruas Maske V'Shamei Tfila. The Hakam Rishalmi, Ma Shailish Mdoch of Alman Shatzila, has Karshi Mareva Lokal Shekin. Tosus quotes the Shitrin Rishalmi that if you forgot Mashiach HaGeshem, you can always insert it into Shomei HaTfila. Why? Because if you forgot the same Talamotar in Birchas Hashanah, you can put it in Shomei HaTfila. So certainly you can put it in Mashiach HaGeshem. Because after all, you know, the same Talamotar, the Shalmi's Lashon is, you know, it's you're saying it because you really need it, and you know, under pressure, so to speak, so you can stick, and that you can stick in Shomei Tzila. Mashu Rona Geshem, which, you know, is sort of like less intense, and certainly you can put in Shomei Tzila. What the logic is, and you can analyze, but that's the Lashon of Yerushalmi. So the Shala is, what's one got to do the other? Why just because you can put the same Talamata in Shomei Tzila, you can also put Mashu Rona Geshem? What's one got to do the other? Okay? What is the Bracha of Shomei Tzila? The Bracha of Shomei Tzila is a catch-all Bracha for Bakoshes. Right, it's the conclusion of the Makosha section. So it makes sense to say that if you happen to have left out one of the Makoshes earlier on, so you could stick it into Shomei Tzvila without sticking all personal Tzvilas into Shomei Tzvila, right? Right before Kiyat HaShomei Tzvila, a person can say his own personal Tzvilas. Sometimes to do and print on the bottom a certain Yiratzon or whatever. You're allowed to put in your own text. Why? Because Shomei Tzvila is the wrap-up bracha of the Makoshes section of the Shmoneh Esrei. So the male, if you forgot one of the Bakoshas, it makes sense to say you could stick it in to Shomei Tzvila. But what am I sure how to guess him? That's not a Bakosha. How is that? It's not Matim for Shomei Tzvila, right? It doesn't fit in Shomei Tzvila. So how does the Yerushalmi make that? It sounds like Mashmar Geshem is just it's a Shevach Tashem. So how do you stick that into Shomei Tzvila? So the Rav said, no. He says, Mevur Mizeh, the Gama Azkar Shavuah Ikar V'Yisod, the Hiloshem Ritzi Alamayim. Really, it is a Bakosha in the sense that it is a Shevach that sort of sets up, or it's a matir, so it gives us the right, it gives us the ability to later ask Sirim. So the Rav says again, you see the same Yisod. From that Yerushalmi, that you can put Mashmar HaGeshem into Shomei Tzvila, even though it doesn't sound like a request. So the answer is it is in a certain sense, or not really a request, but it sort of sets the table, if you will, for the request. And therefore it does fit into Shomei Tzvila. That's another raya of his. The other thing is what Alex mentioned before. As you know, there are different nushos, Mashmar HaGeshem, Mashmar HaGeshem. Certainly when I was a kid learning, we always said Mashmar HaGeshem. That's what's printed in all the Siddurim and everything. I grew up saying Mashmar HaGeshem. Then when we learned the Yeshiva, so Rabbi Soloveitchik and others made a fuss about the fact that, as we heard, that it should be Mashmar HaGeshem. That's a long subject in its own right. I once heard the Shir from Rabbi Lyman, Shem Lyman, on that subject. Maybe one time we'll say that over. He says that he spoke to Rabbi Soloveitchik and asked him what the tradition was in Brisk and what he remembers his father. He said he's convinced that's Mashmar HaGeshem. And he spoke to Baron Soloveitchik, but he's convinced it's Mashmar HaGeshem. So, you know, I don't know what the tradition was. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says Mashmar HaGeshem. As a matter of fact, I think in the article Siddurim, I think they print Geshem.
They used to just print Geshem.
They used to just print Geshem. And now that some say, or Yesh Nuschos, they say Goshem. Yeah. So I heard the Rabbi Mordechai Tendler, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's grandson, told me once that it's because of him that Art School printed, because he called up Art School and he said he knows many people say Mashmar HaGeshem, but Moshe was the Posek HaDurim. Moshe says they say Goshem, so you can't put this Durim and not acknowledge it as another missile. So I think he claims it's because of him, as he told me. I don't know. That he claims that after that they change and they put in another missile. What's it all about? So basically, it's a grammatical question. And the question is, is it the end of the sentence or not? Because in Hebrew, a segol, many times, at the end of a sentence, a segol becomes a comma. So the best example that we're all familiar with is that the word for wine or vine is gefen. But in the bracha, we say bar pri ha-gofen. Gefen becomes gofen. Right? But aside, by the way, they say bar pri ha-gefen. Okay, now why is that? So once Rav Avadia Seif discusses, I believe it's in one of his Haggadahs, one of his collections on Pesach, and wonders why, because Goffin should be correct at the end of the sentence. Well, he said, no, you always have somebody answering Amen, so it's not at the end of the sentence. It's, God or owner, you need the owner, Amen, it even makes it part of the bracha, so it's not the end. But be that as it may, we Ashkenazim for something to say, Baruch Priyab Goffin. So, Lechora, if Masharach Mara Goshem is the end of the sentence, we Goshem. But in other Hebrew grammar, sometimes a patach at the end of a pasuk will also be a kamakam. So Mitzrayim becomes Mitzroyim. At the end of a pasuk, it's Mitzrayim. In the middle of a pasuk, it's Mitzrayim. There are many such examples. So this is one of the examples. I think that on the...
Zephyr and Zephyr, we had to share about Zephyr and Malik.
Yeah, that's not the same thing, because that's not the end of a pasuk. It's not the end of a phrase. Did I mention this then? Maybe I didn't. I don't think so. I don't think it's the same thing. But if you look, if I'm not mistaken, in the Haftarah, for the second day of Sukkot, it speaks about the people who don't come to celebrate. This is Zechariah, Parakidala, the first day of Sukkot. It says those people, even when they're going, will not come to celebrate Sukkot. It says Lo Alehem Yagoshem. They will not get the rain. It says Geshem becomes Goshem. You know the word is Geshem, but it becomes Goshem at the end of the sentence. So the question is this the end of the sentence or not? Is this the end of the phrase or not? Lechor, the way it's printed in many Siddurim, it's tacked at the end of the phrase. Ato Gibel Hashem, Lolam Hashem, Mechaim Eitan Roshia. And then it says, Mashu Hora Goshem. And then it goes on, Machal Kachayim, the Chesed, and so on. So it's printed, and that's certainly the old way of printing it. And it's also, the truth is, the tune for the Chassidim, for the Nusach, of the, certainly on Shabbos and Yontif. Think about it, you know, Atalgi Rosh Machayim, Eishatar Rosh Yamash, Shiva Ruach, Amor, Elag Hashem, Machal Kachayim, the Chesed, right? It's like the end of the sentence. Nechad b'chayim lechad is far something new.
I think Geshem, you just try and make sure to...
That's correct, like you should do. You're right. But I'm saying the way the standard tunes, or some tunes usually start with Nechad b'chayim lechad. Some of the standard Chazansha tunes start Nechad b'chayim lechad. If that's the case...
But a lot of tunes are wrong.
Okay, sure. Okay. But the question is, you know, is it the end of the sentence? Again, the old minig, there are quotes here, the old minig in Europe, and then the yeshivas and so on. And I mentioned the Moshe Feinstein's shul, he hasn't quoted here, but he says that it's the people said Goshen. On the other hand, if you hold it's just part of the Mishracha, so Mashmar Geshem, like you just said, that's also Shrine, Mashmar Geshem, Machaim Chesed, Machaim Chesed on the list. So the Rosh said that question is totally on this Chakira. Because if you hold it's just another Shevach, right, so then it makes sense. Ata Gibor Lama Shem, Mechayim Mason, Ata Haloshia, Mashmah Hagesh, and Mechayim Chesed. There are 10 different things. So one of them, whatever number it is, the 10, 12, I don't even count them up. But Mashmah Hagesh is just another one on the list. So why should it be in a snach? There's really a comma afterwards. Mashmah Hagesh, comma, Mechayim Chesed, comma, Mechayim Mason, Achim, Samech Melfim, Mofichon, they're all Shrachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the Shrachas is Mashmah Hagesh. Why should that be a period? It's not a period. It's part of the same, you know, it's part of the list. On the other hand, if you hold that in a certain sense it stands on its own 2 feet, it's miratza, if you will, it's a special category, it's not really, it's inserted there, but it's not really part of the shrachas of that bracha, it doesn't become part of that matbeh of the bracha, then it makes more sense to say that that you attack should be mashru haragoshim. And that's the... You know, and it's interesting because he doesn't mention this here, but he mentions one point. He says, in the Siddur of Yaakov Emden, it says they printed Mashmah Hagashem. But in the original Siddur of Yaakov Emden, he printed it Geshem. But then the publisher said, that must be a mistake. He changed the Goshem. So they have a lot of interesting literature about that. You know, Yaakov Emden is a big, I quote him because his Siddur is a big Baldikta. And he, you know, tried to correct the mishchalos, but that's what I heard. That I read someone that the publisher thought it must have been a mistake. Who in the world said Geshem? So he changed it in the city of Yaakov Emden. Well, Yaakov Emden himself owned the printing press. He printed his own stuff. I mentioned the paper, he got himself in trouble that way with the whole controversy of Emerson Eberschitz. But you have a printing press, you get angry about something you printed. It's hard to take it back. But he printed his own stuff, but then after, you know, when they wanted to disseminate it on a widespread basis, after he died, so this publisher kind of quote-unquote fixed it up. But anyway, that's the idea. So it's interesting that according to this approach, in this sefer, the Rav is building up the point that really is separate, in which case it's Rimashim or Geshem. But for sure, around YU, everybody says that the Rav said Rimashim or Geshem. So I don't know if he was just saying this year, you know, with the pull of the Alma, he really felt that it is a Shevach. But anyway, it's an interesting Chiddush. He also mentioned something else. This is sort of a brisket type of thing. You know, in most shuls, before they say Mashiach HaGeshem, the Gabbai, the rabbi makes an announcement, a klop, don't forget the beginning of Mashiach HaGeshem, the Hachroza. So that's really that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't begin saying Mashmah Hageshem until there's been a hachroza, an announcement to begin saying, sort of a matir, if you will, in an halachic terminology. Okay, now we don't have such a similar thing by the same Talamata on December 4th. If they make an announcement, okay, I mean people do just to remind the tzibur, but here it's a din. You're not allowed to start, and that's a whole question. You know, are you allowed? In other words. If there was already an earlier minion in town, you know, the Ashkama minion, they said Mashmah Hageshem, you still need a Hachroza. That's the question. In some Sidurim, the Nafkamina really is by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. In other words, if there's no Hachroza, and the Chazan, the Tfilas Geshem, quote unquote, is said in the Chazar Sashat. So what's the story with Musaf of Shmini Atzeres? The Musaf of the Yachid on Shmini Atzeres. Does he still say Mar Atal or nothing? Or did he already start Mashmah Hageshem? So That's a question. The answer is you have to sort of wait for a hachrozah. What if there's no hachrozah? As I saw already, some say the fact that, like I was talking before, the fact that the chazan is wearing kippel, they already said the kaddish in the special, tzil geshem nusuf, that's already acts like hachrozah. Or if there's another minion that had it. Anyway, there was some discussion posting about it. But you have to have this hachrozah. What's the big deal about this hachrozah? So he says, because a bakasha, you don't need a hachra. Anybody can say any bakasha you want. You can always insert a bakasha. You want to make a request, because bracha, make a request. Now, so you don't have to have a special, you don't have to have a special kind of, announcement. However, in order to, bakasha tzrachov mutaris b'chala brachos, you don't need a hachra. But, to make a haska, to mention mashwar geshem, which is, as we've been explaining here, according to the Rav, a ritzui, which in a certain sense is a form of a bakasha. So how do you have that in the first three brachas? You need a special hachroza to be matarit, so to speak. You need a special announcement saying, oh, this is okay. In other words, it's really in the brachas of Shevach, and you're changing the bracha a little bit. You're changing the nusach of the bracha, so that already needs a, you're not allowed to add your own brachas, Shevach in those brachas. Remember the story in the Gemara and Brachas? The guy was saying, HaKeel, HaGadol, HaGibra, VaNor, and he added on all kinds of, you take all of Adirhu, right? Adir and Baruch, and he had all these praises that Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he was criticized for doing that. So you're not allowed to add Shvachos. How come all of a sudden here you're allowed to add Mashal HaGeshem? What's going on? So the answer is that's you need a Hachroz. It's a special permit, and that's why there's no Hachroz. So that's why there's no Hachroz by Mar Atal, even though it's the same Mar Atal. Again, there's an announcement for the sake of reminding people, but it's not a din and make an announcement. Mar Atal is not a Ritzui. Okay, it's just Amashevach. But anyway, that's the shiur from the Rav. In the Sefer Yonah Halacha, or Mirsky, in volume Bays, an article on Tfilas Gishamin, so he brings an interesting ha'ara from the Sefer Melo HaRoim, which is printed, one of those people printed in the back.
Is that
something? Yeah, I think so. Yaakov Tzvi Yalish, Malora. So he has an aura on a Gemara in the Daf Chof Tes in Brachas. Because the Gemara there seems to say that we know that it's a Gemara Chof Tes on Aleph in Brachas. And one of the things he mentions is that according to one opinion, if you forgot the same Talamot Aliroha and you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because you can chop it in the Chazar Sashatz. If you daven in the Minyan, you can chop it in the Chazar Sashatz. Okay? So the question is, why don't you say the same thing B'mashar Ohar Geshem? If you forgot the Ishul, so the Gemara seems to say you can't, and it should be parallel. That's the question he is. Is the Malor Arom, again, it's printed in this volume, after the Maharsho, you have a whole collection of different people, so one of the Akronim quoted the Malor Arom. It says, "Well, Nirbo Kasha, Dim Kena, my big words, Bishon Machzivin. Why do you have to make the guy repeat the Mashmar Geshem?" Okay, so he says, "Yeshom after Mashmar Kasha tells the Samach on Beis that Achatess on Beis Dim Asotah, the Heichach the Shachach Brocha Shleima Ein Hashatz Motzio." His father, what if a guy forgot the whole Brocha? He skipped the whole Brocha. So then Tosfos says, "You can't be guilty with the Chazar Hashatz." Ubezem Yishakol. Why? The big word. Here's what he says. The Biguros Gishamim Kevan Shehu Nusach HaBrocha Mashiach HaGeshem becomes part of the text of the Brocha Uksha'ena Omra Kolam Hashanah Rabbi Ashatacham and Brochas Ki'ilo Omra Klau L'chach HaVakishachach Brocha Shlema. He says if you leave out Mashiach HaGeshem, it disqualifies that whole Brocha of Atagibor, the whole Brocha of Gurus, the second Brocha Shlema, so you're out. Memela, the Chazan can't fix that up. Okay? Avol Birchas Hashanim okay? It's just a request, and a request, as we said before, can go in other places. You can put it in Shomei Atzilut, you can put requests elsewhere. So in Mela, if you leave it out, you haven't puffled up, if you will, a whole bracha. It doesn't mess up the entire text of the bracha, and all right, you can put it in Shomei Atzilut. That's why you can be oti with the shats. In other words, what the Chazar's shats can do, according to this Malah Aroim, is, I'll read it in Ramirsky's words, on page 112, Lo Riyachibur Shalskar's Mashmar Geshem, Lebrichas Gurus. Why? Kiri Achibur Shal Shev says, no, Bechasarim. Why? Haskaras Mashiach when a Geshem Shut Torah La Kodesh Baruch Hu is describing the power of Kodesh Baruch Hu Kishar Torah and Bechav Bracha, like all the other praises in the Bracha description. Miguf Matbe HaBracha Hu. It's from the text of the Bracha. Lachayim Shachach Lo Hiskei Torah Zen Nimtzeis Bracha Mekukelas. The whole Bracha is messed up. Lefi Shishanam Shishinam and Beshet HaMachamim. Bechom Shanam Tosh HaMachamim. Kilu Dileg Kol HaBracha. Lo Amar Klal. Okay, however, and therefore someone who skips an entire bracha can't make it up with the Chazar Sashats. However, Shelef Talamotar, that's not Miguf Matei HaBracha, it's just an extra bracha which they put in, an extra request you put in, and you can put it in elsewhere. The Or Sameach, Tzuz and I always take the same idea in a slightly different context. In Hukot Tzvilot, Perek Yud, Halach HaChez Nirambam, he says, the doctor, the Talamotah, Shakol Hani Hema Shela Subakoshas Mebrochas Rock, Lo Shal Talamotah, Lo Kilkelashar. If a guy didn't say, ask the Talamotah, he didn't mess everything else up. Rock Masha Chosalo HaShela, just he didn't make that request, so therefore he can put it in later, Bishomay Atila. Avogurus Kishamim, Eno Maske Mashechiru Hamahu Kepoches Mishiv Chabori. Right? It's like you're decreasing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Like that, he refers to that Gemara that we mentioned before, the Gemara about the fellow who, altered the Shrachos. So therefore he says, that passes up the entire Bracha. Lamaisa, according to this Malar Rome, according to Rosh Hashanah, it's not like the Rav's trying to say. Right? Because it sounds to them that it's all part of the same text of the Bracha. However, and here's the interesting thing, okay, in Siman Kuf Chof Dalad, I'm not sure that, this could be another riot to the Rav, we accept this line of thinking. In Siman Kuf Chof Dalad, Sikotin Lamed Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mashmah Veloshon Zeh, okay, we'll read from the Chavah first, and the Chavah writes, Misha Shachach Veloma Yala V'Yavo, V'Rosh Chodesh, O'Bechol HaShemot, O'Bechol Domer Shetorach Lach V'Shil, Yechavein Daito V'Yishma Mishat, you can listen to the whole Chazar Shashat. So the Biyotze that way. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mashmah Roshon Zed Afilu Im Dileg Mashmah Ruch, Shehim Gimel Vishonos, okay, it would still work. So the Mice of Mishnah Berurah is tossing not like this Malo Haron, and not like what the Orson is saying. He's saying the Chazar Shashat will even work for Mashmah Ruch Hageshem. So it could be, I'm just suggesting, that because that's because the Mishnah Berurah maybe holds like what the Rav held, that Mashmah Ruch Hageshem is also a form of a Bakasha, which is a ritzui for Mayim, and it doesn't become part of the text of the Bracha. If it doesn't really become an integral part of the text of the Bracha, then its absence, so to speak, doesn't parcel up necessarily, won't necessarily parcel up the entire Bracha. And later as well, in Siman Kuf Chavav, by the dinner of Ashat Shetor, so in, that if he made the Shef Tibur made a mistake in the first three brachas, he has to go back. So the Mishnah Berurah says, just a minute. Okay, that may not be right. Something else. Okay, but anyway, in Kuf Chav Dalad, I think that the Mishnah Berurah might be saying, even though before we said it looked from the Mishnah Berurah that he didn't agree with the Rav because he was bothered by that earlier din, that we mentioned before, so that I'm not sure really whether Mishnah Berurah would weigh in on this hakir. In any event, these are some Mercy's article. He talks more about Talamotar, and maybe like I said, we will give that cheer over again. We'll talk about that in detail some other time. And then these are some horrors in regards to Mashmah Ruch Hageshem. I think it's a big chiddush. The Rav, as usual, brings riyas, but his basic point is that Mashmah Ruch Hageshem really it's superimposed on the bracha of Tchias HaMeisim. But it kind of stands on its own as a ritzui for the bakasha that's going to come start of the same talamata. And the mail, of course, we say it throughout the year, throughout the rainy season until Pesach. But in its essence, it's not part of the text of the bracha. And a possible nafkamina may be whether you can be, if you omit Mashmah Ruch Hageshem, can you be yotzei by hearing the shots or not? If, again, if it's part of the sheva, so then the chiddush of Malor Rome is certainly you cannot. because then you were pochets and Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that can't be made up because it's possible the entire bracha. But if you hold that it stands on its own, the way we were suggesting, or the Rav is suggesting, then perhaps you would be able to. The other thing is, as I said before, the Rav is certainly quoted by all the Talmidim and by everybody, and I think in Hawaii they always say Masher HaGeshem, based on the Rav. According to this approach, Goshen works better, because it's, you know, stands as, you know, as its own entity. People have to follow it on their heart. Okay. All right.